This is URN Sport.
Hubbard puts up a three-point shot, and he nails it.
Super Wednesday is ours.
What is it?
Fantastic! All 33,000 students at the University of Nottingham, they know what this means.
This is URN Sport.
It's just coming to half-time in most of the games in the Premier League. Arsenal leading 2-1 against Swansea. Bournemouth 3, Hull City 1. Man City Everton is 0-0. Stoke 2-0 up against Sunderland. West Brom 0, Tottenham 0. And Palace against West Ham is the late kickoff today. Before we get started today, we've also had an early kickoff in which Chelsea beat Leicester City by 3-0. An easy win for Chelsea and then over the current Premier League champions with Diego Costa, Eden Hazard and Victor Moses on target for the team from London. Freddie, what do you make of Chelsea today in that performance?
Well, obviously 3-0 is a fantastic display and right what Conte needs to get back on track, particularly after the rumours midweek about him being sacked. I obviously only saw the scoreline because we were on the show earlier, so I haven't actually seen the goals, but I think Jeremy, you saw the goals going earlier?
Yeah, I saw. I only caught the second half, unfortunately, so I mean I can't give you too much, but the third goal with Chelsea really looked like they were putting in a strong performance today. Leicester looked all over the shot, to be honest. Their midfield didn't really hold together very well. It was sort of quite funny to see, well, in a way, ironic to see N'Golo Kante breaking up his old team's play. But the third goal was absolutely beautiful from Chelsea, unfortunately. But it was a really nicely put together move with Victor Moses out of everyone finishing it off. It was a really confident strike from them. It looked like they were actually starting to get back to some good play.
And, yeah. I think it's I totally cut you off there, but I think it's interesting as well with the rumours about Conte potentially being the next man to be sacked in the Premier League. And I think we'll go back to that in the second half of the show today and talk about whether we think Conte will survive or not. Based on today's performance, do you think surely he'd be given a few more games in charge? And realistically, he shouldn't be sacked at all, in many people's opinions. But moving on to the half-time scores as we've got them. Alex, you've been watching Arsenal-Swansea. How's that gone so far? Sounds like a good game.
Yeah, when I first came in, Arsenal were kind of cruising. To be honest, went 2-0 up, Walcott with both goals, good goals. And I thought they were going to cruise to at least 2-0 victory, if not more. But ever since Swansea have got that goal back, Arsenal haven't looked totally comfortable, to be honest. And right at the end of the half, Swansea almost equalised with the last like free kick of the game. So I really do feel like Arsenal are going to need another goal here to kill this off.
Walcott as well, with both the goals for Arsenal. How's he looked so far today? Come back into form recently, hasn't he? And he's, again, I think he's on the score sheet a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, he's been...
And back on it again.
He's been playing really well for Arsenal recently. He's been pretty Arsenal's biggest threat this game so far. Linking up really well with Ozan Sanchez. And even though he's not replicating the same form for England, he's playing... he's playing equally as good, but he's still playing very well for Arsenal and seems to shoe in for their right wings slot at the moment.
Yeah, I've just seen here that Theo Walcott has actually scored 6 goals in his last 5 games across all competitions for Arsenal this season. So perhaps a more rejuvenated player this year. So Arsenal leading 2-1 then, as we go into second half at the Emirates. Jeremy, you're watching Manchester City against Everton. How's that one panning out?
Yeah, still 0-0. They've City have just brought on Aguero for Iheanacho, so hopefully they might be able for them to turn it around. They've been very good, impressive City actually throughout the first half. Really strong, concentrated attacking play. Just haven't been able to put the ball in the back of the net. But part of that has been due to some outstanding performances from Ashley Williams and Stecklenburg, who saved a De Bruyne penalty just before the end of the half. Everton, they've looked much more dangerous in this half. Bolasi and Lukaku have been getting forward, but other than that, it's been a bit sort of back-to-the-wall performance from them.
So we've had Aguero on the bench, injured I think he was, and in his place, Kevin De Bruyne playing up front, but he's missed a penalty, hasn't he,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it wasn't the... it was a good penalty from him, but it was an even better save, I think, probably is the best way of looking at it.
A save penalty then.
Yeah.
So Man City, nil at all. Chance there.
Oh no. Good little run by Woby. Jesus. Walcott's had his hat-trick.
Walcott's got a hat-trick.
Almost had his hat-trick there. Almost good save for the keeper. A bit too close to the keeper though.
So it's all still kicking off there down at the Emirates. So yeah, going back to that, Man City 0, Everton 0. Man City obviously losing to Spurs last week. Do we feel like they need to get a win? to take the pressure maybe off Guardiola, or is there actually no pressure on him at all? Is it more just back to winning ways again?
I think he's probably idolised in City at the moment, considering the start of the season that they had until that Spurs game. But they do seem to come out today with a mission just to get forward and to try and put some attacking pressure on Everton. And it's been impressive. It's just the final product we're missing.
Mm. And Everton, of course, themselves starting the season very, very strongly. Mm. Just come off the ball a bit. But Lukaku, looking good?
He's been in and out of the game. He had a free kick.
Not scored in 8 seconds today, then. No.
Been a bit disappointed from it.
Goal.
Oh, wait.
Well, just scored, sorry about that.
It's all right, no worries.
Do you want to let you finish there, Jeremy, and we'll come back to the goal in a minute?
No, right. It's just Lukaku, he had a free kick opportunity from about 25 yards and skied it over, and it sort of summed up his games day. He's been in and out, just hasn't really been able to finish anything off.
Okay, but I think we've got a goal at the Emirates, I believe.
Yeah, we have. It's I need to have another look again, but it appears to be a very good cross from either Walcott or Bellerin into the area. Well, I can confirm for you now. I think it is Walcott on the ball.
Walcott's got his hat.
Sorry, it was Sanchez who whips the ball in to an unmarked Ozil who absolutely fires at home. Good volley into the top corner. Good goal, and I'd say not game over, but Swansea got a long way to get back into this game.
Hi, this is Jeff Selling from Sky Sports, and you're listening to URN Sport.
Freddie, we will cut you off there because we're going to go back to the Emirates where there's been a red card, isn't there?
I mean, initially I thought it was just a cynical foul. Modu Baru turned Xhaka very well and was running down a line and...
City are back in it.
It's
Nolito. He's just come on and he's straight away.
God, who should we go with? Jeremy,
Nolito has just come on. Pep's brought him on. Silva whips in the cross from the wing. Nolito rises above. Ashley Williams heads it in, bottom corner. Stecklenburg, unfortunately, no chance, but fantastic substitution by Pep, I suppose, but a great move by Nolito.
So there we go, Man City 1, Everton 1, and it's a great end to the game there. Freddie, I'm sure at some point you will get get something eventually, but we're going to go back to the Emirates. No, Freddie, we're going to go back to the Emirates.
But there's been an injury.
Is there a throw-in yet? Where there's been a red card for Xhaka. Do you want to...
Yeah. I'm not totally sure if he'd already been yellow carded, because the foul looks like a tactical foul. He was going down the wing and he kind of clips his feet as he's going along. Didn't look anything particularly malicious about it. But yeah, I think he's been straight red carded, to be honest. And this is really giving Swansea a chance to get back into this game.
Ooh. Oh, Freddie's got his hand up.
Yes, we've had finally a piece of noteworthy news at the Hawthorns, and Heung-min Son, as we were saying earlier, has just come on to replace Eric Lamela. So Spurs obviously have heard about that goal over there for City, and obviously have started to go for it. So it looks like they're playing two up front with Janssen there, Lamela off, so it looks like Spurs are really going for it now. Just a few moments ago, just some sad news for Spurs fans. Alderweireld went down with an injury. Eric Dier's come on to replace him, and also third substitution's been made. Sissoko off, and Dembele on. So Spurs really going for it, pressing for the 3 points now.
Sounds like Spurs really are going for it there at the Hawthorns. Tottenham obviously winning last week, Freddie. Do you think if they were to lose today, it's a massive, massive slip up, especially with Arsenal?
It's a massive slip up, particularly with Arsenal on the ropes there and City struggling. If Spurs could win the game, they could go top of the league, so that's a massive incentive for them. Obviously only 20 minutes left, even less now on the clock, so Spurs will really hope to get a goal. Just a stat that I read earlier, actually, I think Spurs scored the most late goals last season of any side in the Premier League, and West Brom don't concede in the first half. I think they've only conceded in the first half once this season, but they concede lots of goals in the second half of games, and hopefully Pochettino will take heart from that, and that's why he's gone two up front.
Have West Brom given any threat at all for Spurs, or is it all lights?
It's been Spurs dominated for the majority of this game. 27% West Brom have had, two shots on target, two corners, and a lot of fouls.
Sounds like that we were expecting a goal there any minute.
I know, really standard, isn't it?
We're going to go back to Bournemouth, I think, now. I haven't been there in a while, and with Chris watching it, Bournemouth were leading poll by 4-1, or has that been changed at all, Chris?
No, it's still 4-1. Bournemouth have just constantly been in Hull's half. Hull just can't get out of the half. There's been a foul, Wilshere's gone down, so it's a free kick to Bournemouth in a quite good area, but like, Bournemouth have just been constantly in the box. Cam Wilson's really giving this Hull defence a really torrid time at the back there, and I wouldn't be surprised if there is a fifth, to be honest. We were saying before how Hull could concede a fourth. Bournemouth now look as though they're going for a fifth. It's a free kick in a really good area. It's just interesting to see what will happen, but I think Bournemouth are just happy to like just keep the pressure on Hull. Hull look as though they've got no idea. They just don't know how to cope with this Bournemouth pressure.
That's interesting you say that, though, with Hull and the start of the season they had. I think they were the form team going into the first month of the Premier League, hanging around the top four for a bit. But ever since then, they've come off the ball massively. They've just looking at the table now, they've got I think the worst goal difference in the league, which is a surprise considering the start they had. How's Livermore and Snodgrass and Mason looked in the midfield? Because at the start of the season, they were really on form, but it looks like they've dropped off massively now.
Yeah, well, they've not had a good game today, to be honest. Well, it was Robert Snodgrass who gave away the penalty. Ryan Mason did get the goal. But they've just not really been able to do anything. Bournemouth have had the ball. So Livermore, Snodgrass and Ryan Mason just haven't been able to dictate the play like they did at the start of the season. But I think as well, like, when they came up from the Championship, they were just kind of like, we need to do well. And I think now that they have done well, they've kind of like put the foot off the gas.
Mm. He's just been given the job permanently as well.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah. So I think it's like, it'll just be interesting to see what does happen with the rest of the season. But yeah, like those key three players, like they just haven't really had the chance to do anything with the ball. Like Bournemouth have just had it all and they've taken the chances. Julian Stanislas, like I said, has been really dictating play. Take his chances, putting in some good crosses, which have been converted into goals as well.
So we've got some absolutely fantastic games on today then. Arsenal leading 3-2 against Swansea. Bournemouth 4-1. At the Etihad, it's 1-1 between Man City and Everton, but really, really evenly poised there, and it could definitely go either way. Mm. But then we've also got Freddie being really quiet in the studio for once.
What have I done to deserve this? Honestly.
Is it a dull game there?
It's dull. Pulis has lined his team up very well, very well organised as all Pulis teams are. Yeah, 10-man bus behind the big wall with Foster at the back playing really well in goal at the moment. Eriksen just a minute ago, 77 minutes in, Eriksen just had a let fly with a left foot shot but deflected, hits the netting on its way over, but the corner was cleared easily by the West Brom defence. So Spurs still struggling to make an impact on this team. But 10 minutes ago, they are the king of late goals.
Looking at West Brom's next four fixtures, after Tottenham, they've got Liverpool, Man City and Leicester included in that. So do we think that if West Brom were to get a point today, it would feel like a win with those fixtures coming up?
I think when you consider last week's result with Spurs winning against City, I think if you're a West Brom fan, you would be dreading this fixture over the last 2 weeks and the international break. So I think, yeah, fantastic result for West Brom if they can hold on for the next 10 minutes and take the point from this one. Obviously tough fixtures ahead, but they've done well, perhaps unexpectedly well, in the first few games of the season. I think 11th in the league at the moment, so doing well. If you're a West Brom fan, you're going to be happy with that, particularly with the fixtures going in. But yeah, this bodes well for a hard, tough run of fixtures ahead.
I think it still has to be said that Tottenham, if they were to not lose today, it would be the first time they've gone unbeaten in the first 8 league games since 1990, so still good omens for them. Staying with Tottenham for 1 minute, what have we made of the absence of Moussa Dembélé so far today?
Massive. I think always is when Moussa Dembélé's out. I think he's a pivotal part of the Pochettino system, particularly when he plays that 4-2-3-1 formation, as you've seen today, until Son came on away from home. I think it's really, really... he's really important to the style of play. He connects the back four to the strike four. So I think, really important for Spurs' side.
We're going to go back to, I think I heard some noises there coming from Chris at the back. Anything going on in the Bournemouth game?
Oh, no, actually, no? I was watching the Arsenal-Swansea game. Bournemouth are basically kind of like just taking the foot off the pedal. So Dan Gosden came on a few minutes ago for Jack Wilshere. And Ryan Mason's actually off for David Myler. So I think they're just going to try and inject some attacking oomph, to say, basically. But yeah, Bournemouth are just happy to like sit back, not really do anything with the ball. Well, they've got a 3-goal advantage, so why not, really? No, I was just watching the action from Arsenal Swansea. It's getting really interesting there, actually.
I apologise as well for the pause in the studio there. I think we've got a few Bolton fans presenting on the game. You can hear a certain James Perkins celebrating a Bolton goal at home to Oldham. But yeah, I think we'll stay with the Premier League on this one and avoid Bolton for now. Man City 1, Everton 1, as we said, going into the final 10 minutes of today's Premier League fixtures in what has been a goal fest so far in most of the games.
Not here.
Besides at the Hawthorns, which Freddie's watching, but don't worry, there will definitely be a goal there, I'm sure about that. Also a word on the late kickoff, we've got Crystal Palace, West Ham. West Ham have been awful so far.
They need a win.
So far this season. Palace less so. Who do we fancy in that one then? Jeremy, you don't look impressed by West Ham.
I mean, considering the signings they've made.
Goal!
We're going to stop you right there.
Finally! It's gone to West Bromwich Albion.
Oh,
1-0 to West Brom, and Tony Pulis has got the better of Mauricio Pochettino this time. West Brom sat back the entire game, and in the last few minutes they've had a series of corners. The latest one just whipped in, and I'll have to check in a couple of minutes who's actually nodded that one in. But West Brom lead 1-0, and can Spurs get back into it?
I can't believe you celebrated. It sounded like you were happy. I generally thought Spurs scored there. And I'll tell you what, I know who the goal scorer is, and it is a former Spurs player, as we were saying outside the studio. It is Chadley.
Oh,
we just knew.
He has been on form for
West Brom. We knew it would be Chadley, didn't we? Let's be honest. I'm absolutely gutted to say the least of that one, but Nasser Chadley giving West Brom the lead.
Oh, it's a goal for Bournemouth. It's five.
I don't care. We'll go down to Bournemouth then for a bit. Who's got the goal?
Stanislas again.
Yeah, it looks as though it's Stanislas again. The hat trick. I'm not entirely sure what happened. It looks as though, you just got a picture of Mike Phelan. The camera just kind of cuts to Mike Phelan giving a very, very glum look. It's basically just across from the right. It looks as though Stanislas is basically just headed in straight into the net, no one really marking him, and even with a man on the post, still gets it over him, and I'm not entirely sure it is Stanislas. I don't think it is. It looks as though it's Cam Wilson instead. It's 5-1 to Bournemouth. Cam Wilson looks as though he's having a great time, and so are Bournemouth. It's 5-1, and I think that will be it surely from Bournemouth. But what a game and what a performance has been from them.
So Arsenal win the game 3-2 and go joint top of the league with Manchester City, who are held to a 1-1 draw at Everton. And that's it for the games today. Stoke win 2-0 at home to Sunderland. So I'll give you a quick recap of all the games. It was Chelsea 3, Leicester 0 in the early kickoff. Arsenal 3, Swansea 2 at 3 o'clock. Bournemouth 6, Hull City 1. West Brom 1, Tottenham Hotspur 1. Man City 1, Everton 1 and Stoke 2-0.
This is URN Sport.